From Providence Radio to the CBS Network and the Public Broadcasting System, Fred Friendly helped shape American history, as well as broadcast news. Whether using natural sound or creating the documentary, Fred Friendly was way ahead of his time. Here's Fred on WEAN at the Quonset Point dedication, July 4th, 1941.
The Quonset Point, a mighty city, a gigantic naval air base, will be commissioned. $30 million have been spent in Rhode Island in less than a year. $30 million for Uncle Sam's defense. $30 million worth of cement and steel and asphalt and brick and mortar and sweat to keep America strong. Enough asphalt runways to build a two-lane road from here to Boston. A sewage plant almost large enough to serve the city of Westerly. Enough telephone wires to run a line from here to California. A cafeteria large enough and efficient enough to fill 2,000 sailors' stomachs in less than an hour. Indeed, Quonset, USA is a great city. Brick from Barrington, joined steel from Bethlehem, and glass from Pittsburgh, and pipe from Everett, and timber from Oregon and Washington, and the city was rising out of swampland. Railroads were built to the heart of Quonset, and every day, through the dead of winter, the old, odd whistle of the locomotive screamed against the winds of the bay. Overshoes covered frozen feet, and thick work gloves protected numb fingers as the hammer kept resounding through the snows of January and the winds of March. Roads were built and paved in a day. Buildings seemed to rise like animated cartoons. Current began speeding through the cables. Water towers rose. A mighty control tower commanding a view of the bay dotted the horizon. From here, ships and planes will get their orders. From here, a war may well be won or lost.